Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and if you've been listening to the news, you've heard about the flooding in Baton Rouge, and we're going to talk to Larry Stockstill today, who's going to give us an update on the devastation that's happened in that city, and we're going to talk about how you can be involved and help. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to hear more from Larry Stockstill.
Have you always wanted to start your own business? The Joseph Business School can help turn your business dreams into reality. The Joseph Business School is here to equip you, to empower you to step into the call that God has given you. Their 9-month entrepreneurship program is nationally accredited, and their business courses are founded on biblical values in order to give you a deeper understanding of how to become a true entrepreneur. Their programs offer highly qualified instructors, access to capital funding, and weekend and online classes to fit your busy schedule. Their payment options? Made convenient just for you. God's calling His people to put faith back in the marketplace, and the Joseph Business School can equip you to do just that. Fall classes start October 1st, 2016, so enroll today at jbs.edu. That's jbs.edu. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Larry. We've been friends for a long time, and so when I got a text from you the other day about everything that's happening in Baton Rouge, I wanted to respond. Of course, I had been seeing it in the news. Tell us exactly what's happened in Baton Rouge and why this storm is so much worse than the other hurricanes and storms that I'm sure that you get with some regularity.
Steve, this is a tropical depression that came ashore last Friday, and nothing to move it, so it just stopped right over Baton Rouge. There were no currents moving it northward like a hurricane. So it just sat there for 48 hours and dumped 27 inches of rain on us. And in my 35 years pastoring in this area, 53 years living in the same spot, we've never even had close to any type of a flood like this. But this put 4 feet of water in our 6,000-seat auditorium and in 9 other mega churches in Baton Rouge that we're dealing with, and now they say it's almost 40,000 homes that have been completely destroyed through this flood.
Well, you know, I live in a flat environment with lots of rain, too. With one of our hurricanes, we had 24 inches come in 24 hours, but apparently the, you know, and there was some spot flooding, but nothing like you're describing. So Baton Rouge, of course, is right there on the Mississippi River in, you know, the bayous, and apparently the landscape was just not able to carry the water away.
That's correct. There's the Comete River, which is up near Baker, where our north campus is. That's what flooded. Comete flows into the Amite River, which always floods. A lot of the areas here are prone to flooding, but it was already very full from a lot of rain. So within just a few hours, it was completely full, and it started running into areas that it's never run before, Steve. We've never seen anything like it. Normally, the Amite drains down to Lake Maurepas and Lake Pontchartrain and goes out. So that means this flood water has been moving now since last Saturday all the way toward New Orleans. Yesterday afternoon, churches in the Ascension Parish and near New Orleans flooded. And so we just have had, last Sunday, not one church met in Baton Rouge. It is unbelievable damage to the body of Christ here.
And of course, the government gets involved to some extent with flood insurance and things like that. But apparently, a lot of the churches don't have flood insurance. Is that right?
That's right. They have every kind of insurance and even flood insurance, but certain types were not covered, like rising water, which in most of our areas, like our building, is way over the 100-year floodplain. So our agent says you don't need that particular little clause. Well, he was really wrong. And I'm talking to pastors this morning. The same exact thing happened to them. And then, Steve, many people had paid their homes off. So once your mortgage is paid for, you can cancel flood insurance. So if you hadn't had a flood in 30 years and you pay a mortgage off, you think, well, that's superfluous. Well, it really wasn't. In fact, it wasn't an inch in your house. It was 4 or 5 feet in your house. So it looks like a war zone, driving neighborhood to neighborhood as people are cleaning out the debris.
I'm going to reach out to our listeners and my readers and invite them to give, and 100% of what comes in, we will give to you. So I guess we give it to your church, and then you disseminate it as the need is made known to you?
That's correct, Steve. They can go to Bethany.com. We have a place where you can give or a place that you can register volunteers, because right now we badly need volunteers to tear out sheetrock from many churches, 40,000 homes, and they only have a limited time to get that sheetrock off. You know, Steve, at about 10 o'clock this morning, a pastor called me. He has 1,000 people. I've known him for 35 years. Very good man. He paid his church off last month with $250,000 from his account. But then this flood hit. He had no flood insurance. It flooded his school, his church, his home, his son's home, his parents' home. Well, he has about $1,000 in the church account this morning. He said, what do I do? Do I let all my staff go? I said, Terry, we want to help. And we sent him $10,000 this morning. But we have 9 mega churches that have flooded. One, an African-American church that hosted a funeral for one of the African-American officers shot here in Baton Rouge last month. He hosted that funeral in his 4,000-seat building. It had 4 to 5 feet of water in it. All of his facilities were ruined. And he was devastated. His home was flooded. And we found him in a hotel room here in Baton Rouge sitting on the side of his bed, not even wanting to know the next move. So about half of what's coming in, I'm using to replenish our North Auditorium, which is a 6,000-seat auditorium and is used extensively by area high schools for graduations and all. And the other half is going directly to rebuild churches. And we have many of them that are going to be rebuilt. And then we have widows. We have a list of widows who lost everything and have really no hope of any man helping them. So this weekend, hundreds of volunteers are coming in, and then people are giving very well across the country right now, Steve.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to go directly to your website. That is the easiest, shortest way. We raise money only as a service, and there are people who give, and we pledge that we will collect the money and we'll turn it over to you very quickly. I'm going to share this in my newsletter, but people can be involved if they can come as volunteers. They can also find out information on your website. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And we have, like, Church of the Highlands in Birmingham has 100 people here this weekend. Many churches are mobilizing volunteers. There's a need for a quick fix to get sheetrock out, and then there's going to be, of course, a long rehabilitation for several months. So any church that wants to send a group, we can completely use all the manpower that we can get, and I know the Lord's going to bless them for all they do.
And the sheetrock getting out, that's because of the black mold, which starts...
That's correct. After 7 or 8 days, black mold sets in, and it becomes very difficult to get rid of, and that building can sometimes even be condemned. So right now, as you pass in a subdivision, you'll see nothing but sheetrock out by the street. Looks mountains of it as people are trying to cut 4 and 5 feet up their walls and just get rid of anything that's wet. And we ask for prayer, Steve. Baton Rouge was hit hard with these 3 officers being killed last month. And now this, the worst flood in the history, some are saying the history of America, but for sure the history of Louisiana, including Katrina, then it is just an amazing disaster. And I just know that Lord is going to move in the midst of it. There's great unity coming. Last month, we had 6,000 members from 25 churches that went and served the community together. And I know I see this rallying. We have hundreds of cars lined up every day for food, clothing, and water. So it's gonna really promote the gospel of Christ in this area.
Well, I can identify in a small way, because when the hurricanes came through Central Florida a little more than a decade ago, I had a great deal of damage in some property that I owned, and it was mainly because of black mold, and it was because the electricity was off more than a week, and by the time the electricity came on to even, you know, dry it out, the black mold had set in, and we had to rip it all out. And that was not a flood. That was just water that, you know, came, part of the roof blew off. And
wow.
Now, in my case, mine was covered by insurance, and they put it back as good as new, but I know the hassle that it was. And I guess if you've experienced something, you can identify with people a little bit more.
That's so true, Steve. I can't tell you how much I thank you and your listeners and your readers for taking the time to focus on it. If they were standing right here at this moment, their mouth would come open. They wouldn't believe what they see, but they're trusting you that it is a genuine need and that we'll handle the funds with integrity.
And I know that you will. I've known you and your ministry for years. You have unblemished integrity, and you are a real leader, and you're even telling how you're concerned about other churches and other ministries and other people beyond your own church family, which is huge, and you've got several campuses. So, Larry, send us some pictures that we can publish, and we'll keep covering this, and we'll keep trying to get the word out the best as we can and encourage people to respond. You know, this is a time when that scripture about doing to others as you would have them do to you is really pertinent, because any of us who had this kind of disaster would appreciate others coming alongside. So this is our opportunity to come alongside our brothers and sisters there in Baton Rouge and try to make a difference.
Thank you so much, Steve. You're a blessing.
Thank you, Larry, for sharing with me on this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. And thank you to all of the listeners and readers who are responding, as I'm going to do personally and as our organization will do, to help this very great need. And we need to do it quickly.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.